Avi, welcome to Talk Satellite here in Singapore.
Nice to see you and nice to meet you. Really an important and happy celebration that we have here today.
Please, can you provide background on Raman Space as a company?
Yeah, so at Raman Space, we are developing and providing computing infrastructure for space. We've been in space since 2014 in quite a lot of space missions, a deep space mission, and also many satellites that use our technology. And really, the focus of the company is to enable computing infrastructure dealing with data in space. And with data, you can do three things. You can either store it, you can process it, or you can move it. So building infrastructure that can be based on storage system, processing system, and connectivity system enables the build-out of computing infrastructure. We have locations in Israel, US, in the UK, and gradually we're moving also into Southeast Asia. We believe that the space is global, and we are trying to follow that that path as well. And really, we're a company that is very much focused sort of how to enable the ability to use software in space and to build satellites that are autonomous and that are smart.
Software in space, accessible, flexible, infinite. What does your offering bring to the market?
Really, when you talk about software in space, we look at it from the angle of computing capabilities. Now, when you build infrastructure, which are at the baseline servers or, let's say, data center alike type of infrastructure, you enable users to start writing software and application and services in space. What we would like to the users or the engineers or the developers to do is to we're delivering them Earth-like computing, but in space. So they can start writing software knowing that the infrastructure that we provided, we have solved the problem that it's actually in space. So they get the right system, hardware, baseline software, ready for them to start running their software and implementing services and applications. And with the goal to give this free ability to develop any software that they want to run. And I think this is a real big paradigm shift in the industry, because you're not tied up to a specific design or a specific hardware implementation. The hardware we deliver is flexible enough for people to write software.
50 space missions, some with ESA, ISA, NASA, JAXA. How did Raman software hardware perform?
So far, I'm really happy to say that we had zero failures in space, which I think it's quite a remarkable achievement. And I think it comes with the way we design and develop our solutions. We know that space is hard, and we know that there is a need to invest a lot in building our solutions, if it's the device itself or the system, in a way that will be resilient to radiation, to temperature cycles of space. And that's what we do. There is a lot of investment that is done in order to guarantee that once we send something into space, it will perform. Because as you know, once you send something to space, you cannot really go and replace it. There's no RMA from space. So we really have to make sure that once it's launched, it's going to work. And it's a lot of processes, a lot of technology that's embedded into the devices and the systems that enable to support this type of capability.
Resiliency and security.
Yeah, there are two angles of when you build systems in general. You want to be able to make sure that they will work in the space environment, and that's the resilient part, meaning it will work for the orbit that we are in and for the length of the missions that has been defined. If it's 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, if it's GEO or LEO, and that has to do with the resilient, making sure that it's going to work. Security is really protecting these elements. Because there are computing elements in space, they're of course vulnerable to whatever computing elements can be affected by. So we need to make sure that the infrastructure that we deliver has the right level of security from the day it's being manufactured all the way to the day that it's being operated. And that's embedded in our solution.
You must be delighted to have signed your new partnership with Ingresys.
Yes, very much. I think that I think it's really a pivotal moment for the space industry, having such a huge and significant terrestrial player doing a move towards space. We are working very closely with Ingresys to be able to build computing infrastructure and computing systems for the space market. We know that this paradigm shift in the ability not only to develop and to invest in technology, but also to have the right engineering partner and the right production partner will enable us to get to the market faster, will enable us to serve the customer in a better way, and actually will democratize space computing. And I think we found Ingresys to be an amazing partner on all fronts. And hopefully this will lead to the expansion of the whole space market. And we'll be able to benefit from that as well.
Which missions can we expect to see you on shortly?
I think the one that we are on at the moment, I think is an exciting one, is the JUICE, the Jupiter Icy Moon mission, where some of the equipment on this mission is being powered by our devices. The rest are things that we did not announce yet, but probably will come in the next 12 months, and we'll be happy to share once they are in that process.
Avi, thank you very much.
Thank you. Happy to meet you.